The Cat's Tale. Now, this is kind of a special story because it's one that if you have a younger brother, a younger sister, or somebody that's older than you, you can have a good deal of fun telling it. Now, you can even remember how to tell the story by picturing back about what is it your teachers make you do whenever you want to ask a question or give an answer in class. Yeah, that's right. You got to raise your hand. Well, everybody raise your hand. Raise it high above your head. Now, bend your wrist just a little bit forward. Flop it over. That is now the cat's tail. Now, if I say put your tail in the air, that means raise your hand high and flop that hand over. Now, here it goes. Put your hands down and just enjoy the story. Long time ago, there was a cat. Now, this cat had a problem. He was always hungry. Well, one day he found a way to solve his problem. He went up to a mouse hole. Now, you're going to make a mouse hole. Touch your index fingers together and touch your thumbs together and make a circle and hold it right up in front of your face. That's right. Hold it right up in front of your face. Now, look into it like it's a mouse hole. And when he would look in, oh, come on, now look into it. That's right. And he would look into it and he would say, hey, is there a mouse in there? Now, you go ahead and say that. Hey, is there a mouse in there? And he'd answer himself and go, yep, 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 there's a mouse in there. Go ahead and say it. Yep, yep, yep. There's a mouse in there. Then he put his tail high in the air. Put your tails high in the air. And he started moving it back and forth in front of the mouse hole, going, meow, meow. And I moved that arm back and forth. Meow. And say it with me. Meow, meow. And pretty soon a mouse would come out. Meow. And he'd look at the tail. Look at your tail. Meow. And he'd get hypnotized. Meow. Keep looking at the tail. Meow. And then he'd take his paw, take your other arm. Meow. And he'd reach around and he'd go, gotcha. And he'd grab that mouse and he'd move it up to his mouth. Go ahead, move it up to your mouth. And he'd go, and he'd eat that mouse. And oh, it was good, but it was a little furry, but even so, it was still good. And he wouldn't be hungry anymore until, of course, the next day. And then the cat would be hungry. And he found a way to solve his problem because he'd go up to a mouse hole. Put your fingers together, make that mouse hole. Hold them up in front of your face, and he'd look into the mouse hole. Now look in the mouse hole, and he would say, hey, is there a mouse in there? Go ahead, say it. Hey, is there a mouse in there? Then he'd go, yep, 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 there's a mouse in there. Go ahead and say it. Yep, 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 there's a mouse in there. Then he'd put his tail in the air. Put your tails in the air. Meow. He'd go and move the tail back and forth. Meow. In front of the mouse hole. Meow. And the mouse would come out and look at it. Meow. And he'd get hypnotized. Meow. And then he'd take his paw. Meow. And he'd reach around and go, and gotcha. And he'd take that mouse and he would put it up inside of his mouth. Go ahead and eat it. He would go, and he'd gobble that mouse down. Oh, it was good, too. But the bones make good toothpicks. Yeah. And then he wouldn't be hungry anymore until the next day. And then the cat was hungry again. Now, day after day after day, he solved his problems this way. He would go up, he'd look into the mouse hole, and he'd go through the same process until finally one day the cat was hungry. And he went up to a mouse hole. Go ahead, make a mouse hole. And he looked inside the mouse hole, and he said, hey, is there a mouse in there? What did he say? Hey, is there a mouse in there? And then he went, yep, 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 there's a mouse in there. What did he say? Yep, 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 there's a mouse in there. And then he put his tail in the air. Put your tails in the air. He started moving his tail back and forth, going, meow. Go ahead, back and forth. Meow. Keep going back and forth. Meow. And pretty soon a mouse came out. Meow. And he looked at the tail. Meow. And he got hypnotized. Meow. And he took his paw. Meow. And he reached around. And gotcha. And he grabbed that mouse. And he started to move it up to his mouth. But all of a sudden, the mouse looked at him and said, what's the matter with you? Don't you have any manners? Huh? Huh? You talking to me, said the cat? Well, of course I'm talking to you, said the mouse. Don't you have any manners?
Manners? I'm a cat.
That's right. You're going to eat me without washing? Ugh, that is disgusting.
Okay, I've been disgusting before.
Yes, and it's awful.
Okay, I've been awful before.
Yes, and it's oogie. Oogie? Oogie? Man, I don't even know what oogie is, but man, I don't want to be oogie. Well, it's oogie because you're going to go ahead and eat me without washing first. You've been walking around in that litter box and every place else all day long. That is oogie.
Well, then I better wash first, but...
And then the cat sat the mouse down. Go ahead, set him right down in front of you. And he pointed at him and he said,
don't move. Don't even think about it.
And kept wagging his finger right at that mouse before he started to wash. And again he said,
don't move. Don't even Think about it. And then he took his other paw and he reached up and he started to lick it. And started to wash his hair. And with both paws was licking them and wiping himself. And you can go ahead and wash. Go ahead, pretend to lick your paw. And pretend to wipe yourself. And then the mouse was in the meantime, the mouse was gone. Because you know how cats are. When he started licking one thing, he was licking everything. And when he finished and he looked down,
"Hey, where'd he go?"
said the cat. And the mouse by this time was gone. And then, of course, the cat started looking around. Because you know whenever you do something stupid or something bad or something wrong, you look around, too, to see if someone is watching you. And, of course, there was someone watching him. And it was the cat with the fattest mouth in town. Now, that cat told all of his friends, neighbors, relatives, and even the cats that he didn't like. Until this day, every single cat has heard the story. And that's why every cat you see, no matter how big or how small, always eats first and washes after. And that's the story of why cats wash after they eat. The cat's tail. Meow.